Okay, welcome to the last, fourth class of this series. And I want to start out with doing some deep breaths. So just settle in and breathe into your belly, long, slow breaths. And on the out breath, just let go of any tension you have in the body. Start to even out your breath. And ground into your seat. Relax the whole body. As you breathe, become aware of your left nostril. Just focus on that as you breathe in and out. And then focus on your right nostril. And as you breathe in, focus on the right nostril, and then as you breathe out, focus on the left, and then breathing in again, focus on the left nostril, and then switch over to the right for the out breath, and continue with this triangle breathing. It's not really triangle breathing, it's just one side to the other, and as you continue, notice that your focus will affect how you breathe through your nose, which side you're breathing from. Don't try to make it happen, just notice what's happening. focus on both nostrils at the same time. Notice if the air is going through each nostril equally or not. And now let go of your focus on the nostrils and on the breath. And just relax the whole body. Become aware of your whole body at once. As if it's just one thing. And bring up something that you want to let go of, that you want to be free from. And just let it be there. See how you're holding on to it. And you can see that you don't need to hold on to it. And you can see that possibly it has nothing to do with you, what you really are. can see that releasing it is just a decision. Though it may not go away when you want it to, it will go. Just to have the intention to release it, to let it go, it's on its way, will free it eventually. And so you can make a decision to have that intention. Just let go. And then you can notice that there is aware basic space. Just very simply, become aware. Just watch. Become familiar with aware basic space. And that is all. You don't need any effort to become aware of spaciousness. And the more you become aware, the more you know you have the decision, you have a choice. To either rely on conventional designations or to be what you are. To exist within the world of cause and effect, pain and suffering, or to be just what you are. So simply rest as awareness. And if you're still holding on to a concept, a problem, just gently let it go. As you continue to rest as awareness. The tendency we have is to try to make something out of what we're experiencing. So that we can hold on to it. We get into a good state that we like, and we want to stay there. So we try to hold on to it. But as we realize as we experience awareness more and more, there is no one to hold on to something, and there is nothing there to hold on to. There are only points of view that arise within aware basic space. All that appears is made up of this awareness. This intelligence that is already there. When the attachment to the concept of me and mine fades, when we let go of this idea, this point of view, then the appearances are no longer so important, and we can see them as mere appearances, as a hologram or a dream. And as we continue to rest as awareness, it becomes easier just to rest. And it becomes easier to let go of the concepts and the effort. And to just be. And be. And be. If thoughts come up, you can just watch them. It's not necessary to get rid of them. Just become aware of them. Can you just be the watcher? Just rest as the watcher. Thank you. Okay, at your own pace. In your own way, come back into the room. One detail about this practice that I think is important when resting as awareness that you're not resting in awareness, that you're not something other than awareness. You're resting as awareness, not through or on or under. There's no becoming what you already are. This is kind of a worldview thing, but it will help. In my experience, it will help. So I'm revising the couch potato meditation that we did before. This is the new couch potato meditation. For me, if you want to try it, you can. I like this word disengage. It's kind of like disidentify. So the meditation is just wherever you are and you just disengage. Whatever you're doing, you disidentify or disengage with whatever it is that is the object of your attention. Whether it's your body or something else. It's a kind of a letting go of the concepts, what we're attached to. And ultimately that attachment has to do with the sense of I, the little I, the personality, the character, whatever you want to call it. So it's disengaging also with that character. ceasing to identify with it, which takes no effort whatsoever. It's just a decision. It's just a practice, just like learning a new habit or undoing a habit. Just like learning an instrument or learning how to do something that you haven't done before, or maybe you have done before. You're just learning it deeper. Becoming more familiar with it. When we practice this, we create space. Or it seems like we are creating space, but really we're just ceasing to identify with the things that are blocking us from that space, or appear to be blocking us from being what we are. And then this spaciousness, this aware basic space, opens up. And with the disidentifying with the personality, all of the problems of the personality go with it. So there's no longer any need to strategize to get what we want or to get the things that we don't want away from us. There's no longer a need to do that. And then we've gone beyond the world of cause and effect. Might seem like this huge thing to go beyond the world of cause and effect, but it's quite simple, actually. We just stop doing what we're doing that creates the world of cause and effect. And we stop identifying with the world of cause and effect, subject and object. And it is possible for all of us. Even though we've been mostly trained to think otherwise. Anybody want to talk about anything? Okay. Great.
I couldn't do anything.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, I was falling asleep every minute.
It's alright. Okay, we'll end it here. Thank you all very much. And hopefully I'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.